What is going on? Back in the studio, John. What's up? How's it going?
Good. I was just thinking. Yes. It's funny how sports really do set your mood.
Yes.
Think about this. If the Dodgers win and then the Lakers win, you and I will be itching to come back on the radio tomorrow.
No doubt.
And if they both lose, we'll be instantly depressed, even though we didn't play in either game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but tonight, everyone wants to see what this big three is like for the Lakers. My life is all built around the Lakers. Your life is pretty much all built about the Dodgers, even though you're going to try and make both today. I just think that, man, if they could win both, if we could get the double from the Lakers and from the Dodgers, I mean, how great would that? And if we lose both, it's just misery. It's
John,
just Armageddon.
Does Mason come to work tomorrow if they both lose?
Oh, good question.
Well, he doesn't have to come in.
Well, no. I mean, he'll be on the air. Will he be on the air tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No way.
Oh, come on.
No way.
I
doubt
it.
What
are you talking about?
You're going to take the day off. After doubling up, if you're doing two, you're
going to
go come here. You're
going to
do the Dodger game.
I'm going to ball games.
Right. And then you're
going
to go Laker game.
I'm there to enjoy myself.
Yeah, but you won't be back until, what, midnight?
That's all right. Well, no,
I'll
probably
stay for the whole
only
game.
Wind up half of the...
Oh, then never mind.
That's a long-ass day.
You'll
that's
be
a long-ass day.
Now, wait a minute, though. But if you get there at the end of the first quarter, do you still leave at halftime?
No. I probably stay longer. Although, when you think about this, it's a 2 o'clock start. You got to figure the game's over by 6:30. The TNT game, it's going to float tonight, so it'll probably start around 7:30 or so.
The tip time is 7:08, but it could slide for as much as 15 minutes.
Yeah. No, I think I can make. I think I can make both. I think I can make both. And if I'm there,
what a great day if they win both. Can you imagine?
God, can you imagine such a day? I did something stupid today. First of all, I've got a strategy for the Dodger game.
Right,
strategy for the Dodger game is the credential is out beyond the left field foul pole.
Gotcha.
So what I'm going to do is
getting there late. You should have somebody pick it up for you, man.
I'm going to pull into the lot, and I'm going to go on StubHub, and I'm going to buy a good cheap ticket because the prices fall once the game starts. So I'll actually have a seat for the game. It'll be a little weird. I'm sitting by myself, but I'll make friends. You know, I'm very convivial. I'm very congenial.
You're
guy.
Very what?
Convivial?
What is convivial a word?
I believe convivial
Give
is
me
a
two
word.
Seconds.
Yeah,
now, most
that.
Of the time, I have to admit, most of the time when Mason pulls this, it turns out to be a word.
Spell it.
Convivial.
Convivial. I would have said convivial.
Oh, man. He's always right.
Yeah. I've never. Every time you make up a word, it turns out to be a word.
What's it mean?
Adjective. Of an atmosphere or event, friendly, lively, and enjoyable.
Hey!
Person, cheerful and friendly, jovial.
You even used it in the absolute correct context.
Yes. I am convivial when
that
I am
is
at
excellent.
A game.
Yes.
She was relaxed and convivial.
Good
So we had that going on. So I'm going to do that instead of lurking at field level because, you know, it's embarrassing to be Steve Mason and to be lurking. I'm like, last time I got mugged by a bunch of people. They're like, hey, Mason, what are you doing? Don't you have a seat?
Wait a minute. Are you claiming you got big time? Are you complaining about your celebrity?
Oh, no,
your
not
whole
at all.
Life, all you ever wanted to
no,
be was a celebrity.
It was mostly embarrassing because they're like, why does Steve Mason not have a seat at this game? And it is true. Why would I not have a seat? Now, I checked with the Dodgers.
Maybe because we're not the Dodger station.
It is way out past the left field foul pole. Exactly. I tweeted a picture out where I was before, and it ended up lurking that last home game, and it worked out good. You know, the big thing. Yeah, stalker. That was the stalker moment.
I
did something ridiculous. I took my Julio Urias bobblehead. And I set it at the edge of the jacuzzi for tonight.
Okay.
The edge of the jacuzzi. I had a feeling that was a lucky spot. Also, I'm not wearing, like, fancy Lakers clothes when I go to the Dodgers game because I'm not going to be sitting with press.
Well, and it's going to be hot.
I'm just wearing a Dodgers T-shirt for the game. Although, I always wear a coat. So I always wear a coat.
You're not going to wear a coat today.
It's supposed to be high of 65.
That's hot in
yeah,
the
that's,
sun.
That's chill. That's chilly.
That's 3 p.m.
Come
chill.
On, from Ohio.
I'll get a chill.
Come on,
I'll get a
man.
Chill from that. A chill
with your sweater.
So, Ireland, what is the most important thing that has to happen for the Dodgers today?
Well, that's easy. Walker Buehler needs to show up. If Walker Buehler pitches like he has pitched in big games in the past, I think it's very similar to the fifth game of the Giants series where the Dodgers would only need a couple of runs, which they'll get, and they'll win. But if Walker Buehler flames out in the third or fourth inning, and Greg, did you send me or did one of you guys send me a text that Walker Buehler was sick?
Yeah, I sent that yesterday.
Had an illness, an undisclosed illness after game five of the NLDS.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's like, if that's true, we're in big trouble.
And at one point, by the way, there was a report that Julio Urias might not pitch game four, and Dave Roberts has since reversed that. So Julio Urias will pitch tomorrow. Game five would be a bullpen game. Game six would be Max Scherzer, and game seven would be Walker Buehler. And there's nobody we'd rather have on the mound in game seven than Walker Buehler.
Right. And John, by the way, you're saying that Walker Buehler has to be the best. He has to come up and show up tonight. I agree. But it's not even about the pitching anymore.
Yes,
we've seen
right,
it's not
Greg
about
Bergman.
The pitching. It's about the hitting. They need to get runs across.
Yeah. Game one, 10 hits. They only were 1 of 8 with runners in scoring position. Overall in the two-game series now against the Braves, 2 for 8 with runners in scoring position. And this is the most staggering one. If you go all the way back to the wild card game, the one we won 3-1, and you throw out game two of the NLDS against the Giants where we exploded for 9 runs. The Dodgers are 3 for 35 with runners in scoring position. 3 for 35. Are you kidding me? Trey Turner, where are you? Paging Justin Turner. Somebody's got to step up. They need to kill him with singles, string together some hits, and put some runs on the board and make it a little bit easier for Walker Buehler.
Mookie's hitting. So if he gets on, Trey, it would be great if Trey Turner could get on because he's fast.
Yeah.
But
and by the way, they have fulfilled. There's been some wish fulfillment. They have been stealing bases. When you're not hitting, you got to steal some bases. And I think Mookie's got 2. I think Taylor's got 1. I think Trey Turner's got at least 1. Maybe 2. So they've been stealing bases because it is, when you're not scoring runs, small ball makes more sense.
I feel good about today. I think they're going to win today.
I do, too. I feel like today is a day that we win this game.
I mean, they have the right lineup set up, right? So they went with their normal lineup where Chris Taylor's in eighth, and they have Mookie, Seager, Turner, the whole deal all the way going through. It's the right lineup. They just got to actually produce when the guys come up. I mean, they're getting across, like you're saying. They're stealing bases. They're getting on base, but they just can't get the big hit when there's a guy on third base. They can't even get a sack fly. When you have one out on third base, it's very frustrating.
I was just looking, by the way, at the batter versus hitter stats for Charlie Morton. Justin Turner is lifetime 6 of 17 against Morton, .353. Mookie Betts is 9 of 30, so he's batting .300 against him. Bellinger, 3 of 11. Excuse me. Chris Taylor, 2 of 10. So they've had some success. Some success. Trey Turner's only faced him 9 times, 1 base hit. So they've had some success about Morton, who's had kind of an ordinary year. I mean, he still throws that power curveball, which is a really, really great pitch. You'll see it a lot today from Charlie Morton. We saw him a couple of years ago in 2017 when he pitched for the Astros, the evil-hated Astros, and Charlie Morton had some big performances in that game. But Charlie Morton's had an otherwise fairly ordinary season. So this should be a good day for the Dodgers. It's an early start. I'm hoping all the bosses said, you know what? No work today. We're all going to Dodger Stadium. Let's do this thing. That's what I'm hoping bosses said.
I think anybody who understands the seriousness of this game
yes.
could not take punitive action against anybody who skips work.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going into work anyway.
Well, no. People still work, John. I mean, in our world, yes. In people's world, in regular people, guy out there driving for UPS right now, guy that's directing for Instacart,
I will take my Instacart deliveries and my UPS deliveries tomorrow if you have a ticket to the Dodger game.
There you go. I like that attitude. Now, Bergman, you didn't really get a chance because you weren't here yesterday to talk about the way Dave Robert, and by the way, we'll get some of your phone calls in, 877-710-ESPN.
And Bergman, why are you taking time off in the middle of an important playoff series? What's wrong with you?
I didn't really have much of a choice. choice, John. But it's, you know, I'm here now, and that's all that really matters. And really, it was all, people are waving at us.
Yeah, Bailey. Bailey. Walking around.
See you later, Bailey.
Bye, Bailey.
Bye, Bailey.
But I was frustrated. I think this is the entire postseason, even Game 5. John, you and I were both sitting there, and Jorge, we're all saying that Dave Roberts is making a mistake by going with these openers and the second opener in the second inning, and he's messing with the pitching staff. And it's happened, but it happened to work. Now look what happens. He's still messing with everything.
Why didn't it happen to work? Why didn't it just work?
Okay, it worked. It did not work in these situations, and it's still not working because it's still the wrong decision, in my opinion. And John, I think you're with me here. These were bad decisions that were made.
John was kind of soft on him yesterday.
Really?
John let everybody off the hook, didn't you, yesterday, John?
Well, I'm just saying, Greg, what's the most egregious mistake you think they made?
Bringing in Urias into that eighth inning.
All right, who's a better left-hand? All year they've been going lefty-lefty.
Justin Brule was the only lefty-left on the bench.
Who would have been a better option at that point?
It's not about the lefty in that situation. I think you have
to trust your... I'm saying who? Anybody.
Right, no, I would probably still would have gone Trinan in the eighth and Kenley in the ninth. But as it
but
should
I argue
have
that
been.
All the time, would and you guys shout me down that those guys can only go one inning.
Would you? Why, no, because no, Kenley's a five. He can get you four outs.
Would have gone Gratterall in the seventh. That's what the difference is here. I would have gone with what has been working for you. Everybody's been lights out in the bullpen. Why are we all of a sudden randomly switching it up to bring Urias in the eighth? Go ahead, Jorge.
Vessia could have gone longer, too.
Yes, yeah. He could have.
Vessia was great.
But that doesn't help you in that lefty-lefty situation in the seventh inning when everybody's coming.
But we're
all
taking risk already
anyway.
We're already taking risk.
Yeah, we're taking risk.
So
but
why not
the,
try it?
But the idea is, so here's
especially
where
an off day.
Here's where I go with it, all right? And again, we're going to sort of relive the situation a little bit. But I know that was the scenario in which they were going to use Urias. Those left-handers coming up in a row. It was Rosales and it was Freeman and it was Ozzy Albies who was a switch. The big mistake was with Austin Riley. The big mistake was Austin Riley. Either could have intentionally walked Austin Riley or you could have gone to Kenley Jansen in that scenario. You could have done either of those things. And by the way, I didn't second guess it. I first guessed it. The moment it happened, I said, why don't you just put Riley on?
I mean, did you first guess it? It came after the text.
Yeah,
it no, happened afterwards. You were late, buddy.
You tried to pull some crazy.
You saw,
I was going to say this.
I was just texting that.
Sure you were.
Yeah, I was right there.
Or he says, let me put it on the record. And then he's text whatever.
Yeah, let me put it on the record. We're not allowed to second guess unless we actually text right beforehand, before the decision is made.
So that, aren't you doing just that?
Yeah, but I think I deserve credit for acknowledging that I was just in the middle of texting when it actually went down.
No one believes that. if the Dodgers get in a fix, if Buehler flames out.
Which looks like what?
Like gives up three runs in the first inning.
Okay.
Bullpen game, or do you... You just say, well, you can't bring in Scherzer, you can't bring in Urias. Gonsolin?
Well, Gonsolin only gave you what, an inning and two thirds, so possibly Gonsolin or
Buehler has to show up.
Buehler's gotta show up. Otherwise it screws you for the rest of the series. Even if Buehler gives you three innings.
But you agree if they lose this game today, that is the rest of the
series. This is an elimination game. I view this as an elimination game. Does everybody agree on that?
Yeah. No.
Down 0-3.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Oh, come on.
Have
idiot.
Some faith.
I know, Mace.
Have a little bit of faith.
I'm defending you. No Mace curse.
Down 0-3?
You got to believe.
No, it happened in 2004 to the Red Sox.
Give me the other example.
In the CS and not in the... No, I don't have another one.
There
that is the only time it's ever happened.
It's only happened once. No, you go down on 0-3, you're done. Today you've got to treat like an elimination game no matter what.
Sure, but treating is one thing, but actually saying that it is... Don't put it in the universe. No bad juju.
No, that's not bad juju.
It is bad juju.
The way, it doesn't matter what we put in the universe. Come on. We can't affect the outcome of this.
No,
yes,
no,
we
no,
do.
We can.
All
we
of us
all
affect everything.
It, John. We all we, affect the outcome.
Thank you, Mace. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
I strongly believe. Like, what are you doing for good luck today?
For good luck?
Yeah.
Well, I'm focused on the Laker game. I'm worried about my own game. But I'm going to be able to watch maybe the first 2 hours of the Dodger game before I get on the road. And I think the Dodgers are winning today. I think the game we need to worry about is tomorrow.
Why didn't you come in?
What's that?
Why didn't you come in?
I came in yesterday.
I know.
I was there yesterday.
Mace is here today. You could have been in
here,
watched the game with us.
Yeah, we could have all been here. For once, we could have all been here at the same time.
We'll all go in tomorrow. You want to go in tomorrow?
Yeah, let's all go in tomorrow.
I'm in.
I don't know if that's a possibility. We'll have to talk to some people.
Oh, yeah, no. We'll have to talk to the bosses. The powers that be, and they are powerful.
Greg, I know I'm approved. Mason, I think Mason's playing hooky. He somehow got through security.
Yeah, I snuck through.
Yeah, I'm approved. There's
actually video footage of Mason crawling on the ground in the lobby and going to the elevator.
I actually enjoyed being in there yesterday. I'm going to start coming in more often.
It's actually fun.
Good.
It's fun to see everybody. It's fun to be around human beings. All right, 877-710-ESPN. What is your level of confidence today? Dodgers down 0-2 to the Atlanta Braves. We made a storming comeback last year from down 3-1. But remember, this time around, game 6 and 7 will be on the road. You absolutely, absolutely must win today's game. What is your level of confidence? 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, Power Hour. We are here just until 1:55 sharp on 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are walking you right up to game number 3, Dodgers versus Braves. We're down 0-2, but we are not out. And then after that, we've got Lakers versus Warriors live from Staples Center. This is the only place you need to be all day long today.
All right, my prediction for tonight.
Yes.
Steph scores 40, Lakers win by 6.
That sounds
highly entertaining.
That will be fun. It's fun to watch Steph go off. I think I've got $5,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers minus the 3.5 in that game tonight.
Are you adding that in right now?
Or
did you do it yesterday?
I already emailed that.
Hey, how much money did I win on the Ben Simmons bet, Bergman?
$2,500. And Mason lost $2,500.
Excellent.
And also Mason lost $20,000 and you lost $20,000 on game 2.
I thought we bet 10.
Oh, no. You bet 10. Mason
bet
20.
I'm betting big. I'm going all in on this stuff.
Updated standings real fast. Mason, 96K. John, 94,100. I have 160K, just destroying all of you. And Jorge is right behind me, 131.
And I've already got 20K on the Dodgers and Walker Buehler today.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I emailed you that yesterday. What are you doing?
There's a lot of stuff going
on. So lazy in the middle of the baseball playoffs. It's unbelievable.
God, how dare I?
Yeah.
All right. So here's Gelato Drew on line one. His level of concern is, well, I should just say, is it off the charts, Drew? What is your level of concern?
It's off the charts because I think the Mason curse might be real. Mace, for games 1 and 2, did you make homemade helmet nachos?
No, I did not make homemade helmet nachos.
That's exactly why you went against the universal code. When we won those other playoff games, you had helmet nachos at Dodger Stadium,
you know,
correct?
The Mason
and you
curse,
stood up for the seventh inning.
The Mason curse is the most difficult thing to live up to. Now I'm supposed to make helmet nachos for games 1 and 2.
You can make helmet nachos if you're at the game.
I'd had other people that said that we lost games 1 and 2 because I didn't go to Atlanta. It's like, come on. That's the Mason curse is impossible.
So to get the win tonight, you need to have 3 bowls of helmet nachos because you didn't have them for games 1 and 2.
Okay.
Take video of all of that.
3
please.
Helmets of nachos for me, extra jalapenos. I will do it, Gelato Drew.
Yes.
And don't call us Poppy.
All right, Drew, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, Drew.
Here's Alex in Riverside. Hey, Alex, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? First of all, I'm not worried about today. Walker Buehler's going to show up. He's going to tear it up. One thing I do want to say is Atlanta hasn't shown that they are a better team than the Dodgers. We lost these games by 1 or 2 plays. 2 plays go our way. Seager doesn't get that or miss up all that second base. And I think we're good. We got nothing to worry about, guys. It's all good.
All right. I like the sort of laissez-faire, hey, we're okay attitude. That's, You know, it's
nothing to worry about. They haven't showed that they're a better team.
Okay, thanks, man. Yeah, no, he's so mellow about it. You can't. How do you
he's
get
probably
mellow?
He's probably at work.
He's probably at work. Boss wouldn't let him out.
He can't be excited.
I just want to say we have no worries about this. Excuse me, boss. That's basically what's going on there. I mean, first of all, it's the Major League Baseball playoffs, and absolutely anything can happen. But I will say that it's not as though we were completely outclassed in these games. It wasn't like the pitching moves completely didn't work. Both times it came down to the bottom of the ninth and somebody being clutchy for the Braves. That's what we need more than anything, is somebody being clutchy at the plate for the Dodgers.
Hey, so I just looked on StubHub for you.
Yes.
There's something you might want to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sending it to you right now. How much did you expect to pay, and do you care where you sit?
I do care. I'm going to go field. I want a field seat.
Okay. I think I've got you. I'm sending it to you right now. You may want to move on this.
Okay. All right.
It's by far the cheapest ticket. Right now, to get into the pavilion, cheapest you're getting in is $300, but somebody is panicking and selling a field level seat for much less than that.
Wow.
What?
That is good.
Yeah. Under 300 for a field level?
Way under. Mace,
$75.
Do it now.
I'm telling you.
Hurry.
You wait. You wait until the very end. No, this one you got to get.
Yeah, you got to move on that, man.
This one you got to get.
Boy, that's a great seat. Too.
That is a great seat. Great seat.
And by the way, it's way cheaper than anything else. This guy's panicking.
Yeah. Gotta love that. Well, I've done that. Have you ever done that? Have you ever showed up at a sporting event without a ticket?
Yep. Oh, I do it on Broadway shows all the time.
And you just go to StubHub and you're like, okay, let me see. And somebody will have panicked. The floor will have fallen out of the price of somebody's ticket, and
ooh,
you will get a great
deal. There's one
ticket
available for $78. I'm sending you this one.
Okay, yes. You know, keep them coming. I got to get me a seat for this game. It is a little weird being there by myself, but...
No, hell no. You're going to be there with like 60,000 screaming idiots.
I forgot. I'm congenial and I'm convivial. I am both.
I didn't even know what that meant before today, but I say that.
I will be making friends. Absolutely. That's another good one. Wow. Okay, good. I'm going to be set.
All right, listeners, go get those $78 tickets before Mace can.
You move. Here's Chris in L.A. on line 4. Hey, Chris, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm confident the Dodgers' hitting will come around, but unfortunately, I'm also confident that the Dodgers will screw it up with their analytics. Bergman's right. Just because something works out doesn't make it the right decision.
So, Chris.
And please tell me. Well, I got one thing to say, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
Please tell me why a 20-game winner is in relief. What's with the we have to have a lefty versus a lefty? Kershaw, Scherzer, Bueller, they pitched to righties and lefties up until a certain inning, and then all of a sudden everything changes to the point where you have to bring a 20-game winner.
Chris.
Come on, that doesn't make sense.
All right, Chris, can I talk?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry.
All right. You hired Andrew Friedman 9 years ago to run your front office, and he's made the playoffs every single year, doing exactly what you're criticizing him for. He did this in Tampa all the time, and that's how Tampa was able to compete, and now that he's doing it with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have been to three of the last five World Series, and they're defending World Series champs. What you're yelling at him about, he's been doing from the beginning. Why would you – I mean, I've never been a huge analytics guy either, but why would you say abandon the analytics now when it's gotten you there for 9 years in a row?
Okay, can I reply? I'll tell you why. If you read the godfather of analytics, Billy Beane's book, he actually says, I quote, analytics will get you to the playoffs, but after that, it's up to luck. Because analytics is based on a wide data amount.
Correct.
That doesn't happen in the postseason. You go more in the postseason with who's hot. It doesn't matter about the data because you have a smaller sample size. So you have to use a marriage of the two, but you can't. What Dave Roberts did to me was idiotic, not him, because he's doing what the front office says. That was just idiotic to bring in a 20-game starter for basically one inning.
Now, you understand that all four of the team standing are doing exactly this, right? Well, you understand the Red Sox are digging into the rotation for bullpen arms at this point.
The Braves are pitching six guys in a game. You know, they,
so
I mean,
that's fine, but they're not. But they're not bringing in their 20-game starter. Now, I agree with bringing in someone as a specialty, maybe, but you don't bring in a 20-game.
Even
starter
though this extend, is what they did with Julio last year during the postseason.
They get, just again, just because something works one or two times doesn't make it the right decision. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for the phone call. Mace, I'm absolutely stunned at how many people over the past week are killing the Dodger front office for doing what they've always done, and it keeps getting them to the World Series. If you abandon the plan now, that's panicking.
Yeah, that is an absolute panic. I mean, look at the way they managed last year's postseason run. We saw Urias out of the bullpen. He won him
Game Six of the World Series.
He was on the mound when we won it all. I mean, by the way, the other point is, just because it works, it doesn't mean it was the right decision. No, if it works, it was the right decision. What are you talking about?
We've seen it already before. Now it's happening in the next two games, and it's not working. All of those things are not working. I'm not trying to kill the front office because I love Andrew Friedman. I love Dave Roberts, to be honest with you. I don't think either of them should ever go anywhere. But these decisions are wrong. Like, I just don't believe that this was the right call. Bring in Urias. You cannot tell me, Mason, that Urias is coming in. This was the plan the whole time.
But Greg, shouldn't the question you ask be which pitcher gives me the best chance to get this guy out? And right. that was Urias. I mean,
no, it was not Urias though. Urias is a starter. Last year he was not a starter, and Jorge's got it.
That's why it worked.
Yeah, he was not a starter last year. He has not been a starter until this year. He proved himself as a starter, as a 20-game winner, like the guy was just saying.
He just won you the Giants series coming in as a reliever.
He came in as a reliever, but that was because he came in like the
World
third
Series
inning
last year.
Don't talk about last year. We can't do last year anymore.
Greg, I gave you last week. Well, He was supposed to be the starter in that game. What about last week?
Last week he was supposed to be the starter in that game. It worked in the third inning.
The Giants are home with 107 wins. You guys killing Friedman and Roberts are unappreciative of everything they've done.
No, I'm not. It's not about killing them. It's saying that this decision is still not the right. Go ahead, Jorge.
No, he's just waving.
I'm just saying.
I'm directing.
No, you talk. All right, the phones are totally lit up. We'll do that. Also, I do want to touch on Lakers opening tonight against Golden State. There are some injuries that are impactful tonight. We'll talk about that coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, I got my seat. I've got my seat.
Did you get one of those ones for under $100?
I did.
Nice.
I did. A really, really good seat for less than $100. So if you're sitting out there and you're like, hey, it's 1:30, I don't know, maybe I can get... If you show up at Dodger Stadium, you go to StubHub, you can still get in, maybe in time for the third inning. I'm sure traffic is nuts out there. By the way, traffic will be nuts no matter what after the Dodgers game and leading into the Lakers game. I would imagine the 10, the 110, that thing's going to be a total snare, right?
Yep. But that's L.A. I don't care. As long as the Dodgers win and the Lakers win, this could go down as one of the great days of the year in L.A. sports. So let's get it going. You know, Lakers had a winless preseason. I don't think those games matter. I don't think they cared about the result. But I still want to see them win. You know, I still want to see that get over the hump. So, and the Warriors, by the way, Mace, went 5-0. It's the first time in their history they had an undefeated preseason.
And we went, what, 0-6?
Yeah. So, but tonight, LeBron, AD, and Russ are going to play their regular minutes, which they didn't do all of preseason.
Yes.
So, very anxious to see what they look like.
And by the way, quick injury report, Wayne Ellington's not playing, THT is gone, you think, for a month?
Yeah, and Trevor Reese is gone for maybe 2 months. I think Kendrick Nunn is questionable tonight. Looks like Malik Monk is available. Lakers signed Avery Bradley yesterday. I don't know if they'd throw him into the fire right away, but they could because he's familiar with their scheme.
Yeah, he's played for Frank before. He's been here.
The Warriors today just signed Gary Payton II, who played with them all preseason.
So, Gary Payton II. Gary Payton II.
You cannot refer to him as Gary Payton Jr. because there is another Gary Payton Jr. So this one is Gary Payton II.
Wait a minute. Does Gary Payton have two kids named Gary Payton?
Yes. It's like George Foreman.
So he's got one kid named Gary Payton II and one guy named Gary Payton Jr.
Correct.
Wow.
Which one gets, so like, let's say they both have kids.
I love these to me.
Yeah, they both have kids. Who gets Gary Payton III? Do they both get Gary Payton III?
Oh, no, that's a great question. I think Gary Payton II automatically, because he did not take the junior name, gets Gary Payton III. And then if Gary Payton Jr. has a son, he gets, you can call him Trey.
Yeah.
Oh, Trey. Trey Payton. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Hey, so what are we going to see from
Gary Payton segment?
Are we going to? It was funny. Are we going to see a lot of Austin Reeves tonight? I
probably
love this kid.
Not a lot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he played. Yeah. I mean, he'll play some minutes, but really what it comes down to is the Laker defense ready for prime time? I'm not sure. This is a tough week. Golden State tonight. Phoenix at Staples on Friday, and Ja Morant and Memphis coming in Sunday. The schedule gets easier after that, but these people shouldn't freak out. The fans shouldn't freak out if the Lakers lose one or two of these games because they're not used to playing together yet. But I think they're so talented they could win anyway.
Yeah.
Which is what I think might happen tonight.
And speaking of talented Walker Buehler, the talented Walker Buehler who's been on the mound for just about every big game the Dodgers, whether it's game 163 or it's deciding game 5 or it's the World Series, Walker Buehler has been tremendous for us. He will get the start today, and I think that we're going to see at least 5 innings of Walker Buehler.
I hope. Now, what is the illness that we know of? He got sick in San Francisco. Is that what somebody said?
Yeah, that's all we know is there was a tweet that ran around from somebody that was credible, somebody with a blue check mark. Who was it?
It was Bill Plunkett.
It was Bill Plunkett said that he was ill after game 5 of the NLDS. So that is Thursday. So he's had a little time here. He's pitching on over a week's rest now. So I have a feeling we're going to see the A-level Walker Buehler today at Dodger Stadium, and hopefully somebody catches fire. Somebody at the plate catch. String together some hits. Pass the baton.
By the way, the American League game is tonight after the Dodger game, and the Red Sox could really put the Astros in a headlock.
Yeah.
If they win that game. Boston won last night, so they're up 2-1. And by the way, Mace, if they win tonight, if the Red Sox win tonight, they could win the series tomorrow without ever having to go back to Houston.
Wow. Dodger lineup, by the way, we'll get your calls in a minute here, 877-710-ESPN. Dodger lineup is about what you would expect the Dodgers lineup to be. The same lineup we've been looking at, with the exception of, because Charlie Morton is a right-hander, we will see Gavin Lux and we will see Cody Bellinger in that lineup, unlike when, for example, Max Fried started and we saw a lefty start.
Who's playing left tonight for the Dodgers?
Left is Taylor, center is Lux.
Okay.
So Gavin Lux, who's actually been totally good out there.
Yeah, he hasn't made any bad defensive plays, which is what you would worry about, but he's been hitting the ball, and they need hits.
Yeah, they need hits. More than anything, they need hits.
They desperately need hits. And you know, how many runs do you think they need to win it?
I think they probably comfortably need 6 runs. Comfortably need 6 runs. Although, if you get 5 from Walker Buehler, 1 from Joe Kelly, 1 from Bruiser Gratterall, 1 from Blake Treinen, one from Kenley Jansen. All of a sudden, I think you're looking at a complete... What are you shaking your head about?
That's what they should have done in game two.
Well, why do you keep bringing up game two?
You're like stuck in a moment. You're stuck in game two.
Game two. So we lost a game. They were down 2-0 and 3-1 last year.
And if you care so much, I think they're why don't you show up the day after game two?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Keep harping on game two. What is wrong with you?
Oh, he's got you.
You asked for it.
Get yourself together.
Hey,
let's get
Becky from Fullerton in here on line five. Hey, Becky, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi. Okay, I was calling because you guys are forgetting about the big Dodger in the sky. And I was at the 88 World Series game sitting in right field when Kirk Gibson hit it into the bleachers. So you guys need to also think about the luck that the Dodgers have had over the years, and I'm hoping that Roberts will make a good call like Tommy did.
All right, there you go.
All right, thanks, Becky. But, you know, by the way, you're like the Mace. We've had like 100,000 people call the show over the years and claim they've got that game where Gibson hit the home run.
Oh, yeah.
And the stadium only holds 50. By the way, there was a line of cars heading out of the stadium.
Yeah, they were like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to beat the traffic
for us
when Gibson hit that homer.
You see the brake lights light up when you watch that home run.
By the way, you do not – I'm looking at the pregame show right now on CBS. You do not need a coat. Everybody else is in like golf shirts.
Oh, no, I'm wearing a coat. I'm wearing a coat. There could be a chill.
Yeah, you are a wimp. It is. I mean, seriously.
Ohio is out of my blood, man.
That is ridiculous. It's going to be, I mean, you'll be sweating like a pig if you wear a coat to this game.
By the way, because I've got a seat, I'm wearing Dodger gear. I am not wearing, press attire.
Okay.
I knew all along I was going to buy a seat, so I knew that I would be able to wear Dodger gear. Now, I brought I brought Lakers wardrobe for tonight. There's going to have to be a wardrobe change because you can't wear Dodgers gear to a Lakers game or Lakers gear to a Lakers game if you're
pressed. You were going to wear the puffy vest to the Lakers game.
You know, unfortunately, no puffy vest.
Where's
I did not
preserver?
Bring the puffy vest.
I'm disappointed, Mace.
Nobody will recognize me on the from the video board without the puffy vest.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, can I issue an apology?
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's a matter of fact. It has something to do with you. But, apparently my fashion critique of Sedano did not go over very well yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. George was not happy, and I shouldn't have done it. It was a swing and a miss. I'm telling you, I'm like the Dodgers. I lost 4-2. I had a 4-2 lead yesterday in Game of Games. Oh, Greg, I blew it. I had a 4-2 lead, just like the Dodgers, and I blew Game of Games.
Wow. But what happened with Sedano?
Oh, I found out today that, and Mace, you hate this too.
Yep.
I hate when I piggyback on someone else's bit.
Oh, no. What's the bit?
Tim Kalishaw already got on him about doing the show in a night shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beat you to it?
Yeah, and I didn't know that. And then I piled on, which makes me a loser. And I thought George would think it was funny, and he didn't think it was funny. So
So did George take this personally?
I don't know. But I'm not going to do it anymore, and I wish I wouldn't have done it yesterday.
He spent a lot on his Ham Shan shirts or whatever the hell he calls it.
Yeah,
and
I shouldn't have done it. But
don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
It was supposed to be fun.
But it wasn't taken that way, and now I get it. And by the way, when somebody else does it, you're kind of, it's hacky if you pile on somebody else's bit. And that's what I did. So Mace.
You stole a bit?
I didn't steal it. I didn't know he did it.
Oh, okay.
But
as long as you didn't steal it.
I screwed up.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next, more of your phone calls. And is Morales coming in?
Yeah, Morales is. He's wearing a very, very stylish jacket.
Well, he always does.
Yeah.
Chris is, when Chris is in the room.
Oh, and he's got a button down to
his belly button.
Yeah. Down to his belly button.
I would like to steal.
He looks like a Sopranos character.
Well, speaking of wardrobe, though, I would like to steal Chris's wardrobe guy. He's got some slick stuff.
He does have good stuff. Yeah. All right, because there's something big coming up, and Chris is going to help us help you guys help us. Right? Help.
Sure.
Help us help you guys help us. That's exactly what I meant to say.
Convivial.
Help me understand that, please.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like I should. Feeling good like we should. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. We are getting ready for just a monster day here on 710 ESPN. This is the hour of power leading up to ESPN's presentation of Game 3 of the NLCS, the Braves and the Dodgers. Following that is the opener for the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors. And joining us right now is our friend Chris Morales. Christopher, what is going on?
Guys, I got to be honest. Yes. After the whole Mason calling me a snake, yes, and me slithering into the studio, I didn't know if we would ever do this again. But yeah, I'm happy to be on with you guys.
I've let it go.
No. Well, Chris, as you know, it's when we stop calling you names that you should worry.
Like, what shirt are you wearing right now? Oh, we don't have time for that.
Yeah,
anyway,
no.
But I and
a ham hand shirt.
Mace, it is great to be in studio with you. Well, you and I haven't been in the studio together in
years. It has been years. Yeah.
Right, so, Chris, what are you doing there today?
So we had a very special meeting this morning of the Fun and Games Department. Shouts out to you, Tommy. We are putting together something that we've never done at this radio station, and I don't think it's been done in the city of L.A.
I know nothing about this. What is it?
February 6th.
Except for that meeting we had.
You know, Mace.
Hey, don't step on the bit. Go ahead, Chris.
How great was I in that meeting, by the way? I sold you guys the dream.
Killed it.
Anyway, Sunday, February 6th, to kick off 710 Super Week, we want to put together a listener party, but not just a party, Mace, in Ireland. We want to put together an award show, like the Emmys, like the Oscars.
Nice!
Except it's going to be our own award show, and it's going to be
not
powered.
Like the Golden Globes. We're going to treat everyone with respect.
Exactly. We want our listeners to decide who is the best show host at 710 ESPN.
Thank you.
Our listeners to decide who is the best producer at the station.
Gracias.
Yeah, see?
We want our listeners to decide what is the bit of the year. What is the best segment? Is it Radio Tinder? It is an Ask Slee. Is it Game of Games?
Not Jump Ball. Not even in contention at this point.
Okay. Who's the fill-in of the year? Is it Ramona? Is it MT? Is it Kirk? Is it DeMarco? Is it Clinton Yates? The big CY.
Tough.
These are the kind of things our listeners are going to vote on the next few months. But here's the important part on why I'm in here today. We need a name.
Okay.
Do we call them the Funchies?
No.
Do we call them the Slee Awards?
No, we do not.
Do we call them the Burgies?
No, we do not.
Ooh, I like that one. Better than
we
all
can
these.
Do better than that.
On Twitter today, at ESPN Los Angeles, on Instagram, we are asking our audience, our loving audience,
yes,
to come up with a name. If we decide to use your name, you're going to get VIP treatment February 6th, Sunday, to our award show. Now, here's the thing about the award show. All of our listeners, we want everyone to be there. Over the next few months, listen for details on how you can buy tickets or you can only win them. Win them or buy them. That's it, Mace. You can't just show up.
Oh, wow.
It's like those old concerts you used to do at WKRP or
WRQN 93Q.
WKRP. Shout out to Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap.
I do. I always loved Venus Flytrap. But, Mace, it's good that you have evolved since then.
Yes.
I stepped on the bit. I screwed up. Okay.
Yes.
Sunday, February 6th, our award show. It's going to be amazing. All our talent's going to be there. We want spouses to come. We want families to come.
Yep.
Mace, I want your mom there, with not stepdad Leo.
They will be there. I can promise you.
John, Lisa better be there. She'll sit at my table.
Leo wants to be there to watch me lose.
But that's okay. Yeah, Leo would be there to watch Mason and I take it in the shorts.
So we need the listeners' help. At ESPN Los Angeles, on Twitter, on Instagram. Guys, it's going to be an amazing event. Mace, real quick.
Yes.
Who will be voted host of the year?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm working on my speech right
now.
Here's
an important question.
This means so much to me. It really does.
I hope this doesn't mean we don't not talk for the next month, but who's going to be voted producer of the year?
Oh.
Gracias.
Jorge should be the winner. I agree with that.
Jorge is on the sheet. Jorge is on the sheet.
Absolutely our producer. Yes. Yes. Now, are we looking for the name of the...
Jorge, if you capture the Hispanic vote, you'll win in a landslide.
Thank you, John.
Are we looking vote for the Jorge. Name of the award show itself yes. or for the actual award?
I think they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
You're going one layer too deep.
Far be it for me to go layers deep, which is essentially our job here, is
they're
to find
the Oscars,
new layers.
Right? They're called the Oscars.
And you win an Oscar.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So if they're called the Bergies, you win a Bergie.
And no, ESPYs, everybody wants a Bergie.
ESPYs is taken, yes.
Have we had any good suggestions so far?
No.
No. No good suggestions. So if people want to contribute to this, they should go to ESPN Los Angeles Twitter handle.
But all our talent, like you, at Venice Mace, at John, is it L.A. Ireland? At L.A.
At L.A. Ireland.
You guys will be retweeting it as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely,
so
we will.
We need feedback.
Okay. And the date of this event?
Sunday, February 6th, it will kick off 7:10 Super Bowl.
I was going to say, that's really close to the Super Bowl.
Well, it's the week, before the Super Bowl. It's also, by the way, the birthday of Babe Ruth, Tom Brokaw, Bob Marley, and my mother, Myrna Ireland.
Well, you've got to bring mom.
Ronald Reagan. Born on February 6th.
That's very Marley and Reagan on the same day. Yeah. Two guys with nothing in common.
You got to bring mom.
That's a tough sell. Mom, for your birthday.
Oh, come on, Myrna.
You got to go to this award show that doesn't have a name yet.
Come on, Myrna.
The Myrnas.
The Myrnas!
That might get her there.
How about that? You got to show up to your own award show.
Is it ridiculous? Hey, by the way, is it ridiculous to call this thing the Amandas?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Look at him try to suck.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
I'm going to leave you with two other categories.
Okay.
Real quick. Best dressed, Mason vest.
Thank you.
The Kaplan Sunday swagger or the Sedano turtleneck. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Or beef of the year. Travis versus Mason in the scoreboard category.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's big.
Mason versus John in the golf category.
Yes.
Sedano versus Cap.
Every day.
Mason versus Morales in the snake category.
Oh!
The snake off.
Yes, the snake off.
It's a snake draft.
Oh, we heard it live.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I love the fact that
much.
Mason has three of the beef categories of the four.
Yeah, by the way, what am I? I'm like the most easy guy in the world to deal with.
I'll make all your dreams come through. Vote for Jorge.
Now,
landslide victory right there.
As all of the professionals like to say, what is our out time?
I'll let you know. Keep going.
Okay.
I'll wave at you.
Okay, so what's this game looking like, John? How's it play? First of all, let's talk about the Dodgers. What's this game looking like?
I think if Buehler goes at least six innings, the Dodgers win it. If they get to him early, it might be a long night or a long day, both. But I think the Dodgers win today. I don't think they go down, because if they lose, they probably get swept.
Yes.
And this team's too good to get swept. So I think they're going to win today, and it makes tomorrow's game absolutely gigantic.
Yeah.
I'll say Dodgers 5, Braves 2.
Okay. Bergie?
I think the Dodgers bats come alive tonight. Walker Buehler goes 6-7 innings, 6 2/3 innings, and the Dodgers win big. 7-1.
7-1. Jorge.
I'll just go big. Bats wake up. Actually, give me $10,000 that Taylor and Will Smith both go out of the yard.
Both go yard?
Both of them.
Wait a minute. Ooh. You should get odds on that.
That is such a tough bet.
Both of those guys go out of yard.
Taylor. Okay, all right. All right, so I'd be okay with this because it's such a specific bet. He loses 10 grand, Bergman, if it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But he gets 20 if it does.
Right. So 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a tough bet.
Because that's a very specific
7-2 Dodgers.
7-2 Dodgers. I'm going 6-1 Dodgers. I feel like this is going to be a comfortable victory. Okay, and by the way, if you happen to be sitting near me, say hey, I'll buy you a beer.
What section did you end up in?
I ended up in field box 6.
Ooh, that's good.
Field box 6. Oh, yeah, look.
For under 100
bucks. How many beers I'm going to wind up buying.
No, but people don't necessarily know what you look like. So, I mean, are you wearing a Dodger hat?
Silver Fox, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Look for the white hair. There you go.
Look for the white hair for a free beer. All right.
Somebody just suggested Victor on Twitter. How about calling those awards the Dopies? And the Dopey goes to?
Oh, that is great. I like the Dopies.
That's actually very good.
Yeah. What about the Dumpies?
No, Greg won't like that.
Oh, look, he stopped
talking.
I'm about
to dump that.
He stopped talking. All right, and then what are we expecting?
Oh, this isn't bad. Angel Navarrete, the 7-10s.
The 7-10s?
Yeah.
Okay, it's very literal.
I saw
like
one
that.
Person said the Macy's.
Oh, I totally dig that.
Veto.
Totally dig that.
The Key Awards.
The key
go right to Keyshawn's head.
Give us 30 seconds on Lakers tonight, John.
Okay, the key is watch the score at the end of the first quarter, at the end of the half. If the score is up, If the Warriors have high 50s, 60s, or God forbid 70s, that's not good. That means the Lakers couldn't figure out their defense, and it's a big trouble. Score stays down, favors the Lakers. Scores go up, favors the Warriors. And I think the plan should be, Mace,
yep,
let Steph go off. He always does anyway. Just don't let anybody else kill you. Don't let Jordan Poole get 20. Like,
right,
in the game, the preseason game we played up there last week, Steph had 30, but Jordan Poole had 28. I think Anthony Davis should be able to exploit the Warriors because Kevon Looney is playing center.
Right.
I don't think he can stop AD. Wouldn't be shocked if Frank Vogel starts DeAndre Jordan to put Kevon Looney on him. And that means Draymond would have to guard AD. And Draymond's an excellent defender, but I don't think he can guard Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis is too big for him.
All right, there you have it. That's it for Mason in Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us. For John Ireland, producer Greg Bergman, associate producer Jorge Briones, and our whole crew, I'm Steve Mason. Good night, everybody. Go Dodgers and go Lakers.